my mission, number one, is to help make the roads of Illinois the safest ever. And we established a graduated driver's license program to teach our young people how to get from point A to point B. And, of course, we've established some guidelines, such as parents have to spend 50 hours behind the wheel with the child for the first one-year period of time. There's nighttime restriction, which means you can only drive up to 11 o'clock on weekends and 10 o'clock during the week. You can only have one unrelated person with you in the automobile for the first one-year period of time. And then we require school districts to spend 6 hours behind the wheel with you for the first one-year period of time. Based on all that I've said, there's been a 60% reduction in the loss of lives at the hands of our teen drivers. This new bill really speaks to the fact that we have some 18 and 20-year-olds who, through maybe no fault of their own, but for some reason, did not take part in the graduated driver's license program. This new bill will require they spend 6 hours at a computer learning some of the things that they may have missed by learning how to drive on our back roads and in our parking lots.
The thought being that you want these individuals to have some sort of training versus just hopping on the road and being able to pass a test.
That's exactly right. We want them to learn the true rules of the road.
Right, because it's a totally different thing to study how to drive versus actually to get on the road and do it.
Well, yeah, so in their case, it was this OJT on the job training. But now we want there to be some educational components affixed to this measure. And we believe that it will occur when these young people take this six-hour course, which is being developed as we speak. The young people who were involved with the graduated driver's license program, of course, they had their parents, they had the schools to assist them in the process.
Will this be then an online training program or behind the wheel? What did you say those 6 hours of training will involve?
It will be done on a computer. We're drafting all of the guidelines as we speak. And we just believe that the computer training program, along with the skills they've already acquired, will be able to help make our roads the safest ever.
Another of these new laws also applies to new drivers, but affects those that, even though they don't have a license, already have some sort of traffic citation?
Yes, we have the graduated driver's license program that I just spoke of. There was this young man, which was as a part of the graduated driver's license program. And he had an accident. He struck this young lady, and her name is Kelsey Little. And possibly before she had recovered from her wounds, he had gone into the Secretary of State's office and applied for and received his driver's license. And we think that that's improper conduct, even though no fault of his own. He qualified to get the license. But now we are closing a loophole. We're saying if you've been involved with an accident or any kind of a traffic situation, we will ask the question, do you have an outstanding case before you? And if you say no and we find out that you do, we will suspend your license within the system.
The third of these new laws affects also individuals who have had some sort of traffic issue, and really a major one, that they were involved in a fatal accident.
Sure. This one is called Patricia's Law. Patricia was killed by a driver, and after all that has been said and done, the driver decided that he wanted court supervision. So under normal circumstances, you go into court, seeking court supervision, you pay a fine, you may do some community service, you may have to do something in the area of driver's education, and you get your license back and you're back on the road. We think that that's improper, too. So we have a bill that was signed by the governor today that says that if you've been involved with a fatality, you can no longer go before the judge and ask and be granted court supervision.
These are obviously three significant laws that you say will improve the safety of Illinois roads. I know that the legislature passed a couple of others, including one that would ban drivers from using cell phones unless they use a hands-free device.
That was another one of my initiatives, that you cannot use your cell phone in school zones or construction zones. nor can you text anywhere in the state of Illinois. And Representative D'Amico just introduced and passed a bill that is sitting on the governor's desk that places a ban on the use of cell phones across the state of Illinois.
And
see,
so
there are maybe 25 communities where there's already a ban. And you're driving in one community, and the next thing you know, you're in another community. And in that other community, there may be a ban. So he decided to make it uniform.
Any conversations with the governor when you saw him at the bill signing for the three measures that we've talked about were signed into law, and if he plans to make that law in Illinois as well?
We didn't get into that one, but we had some friendly conversations about a lot of things that are going to help make the roads of Illinois the safest ever, but we had not gotten into that community.
Obviously, you encourage him to sign that, I presume. You want him to.
We have a nice governor. We have a gentleman who is also concerned about helping to keep our roads safe. And every time we've come before him and have asked him to assist us in this regard, he has always said yes. So I want to applaud him in and thank him for a job well done.
And what about yet another traffic measure that would increase the speed limit to 70 miles an hour on highways and interstates, or at least most of them? Right now, obviously, 65 miles an hour, and this would, you know, up that. What are your thoughts on that, and have you expressed those to Governor Quinn?
I've been asked that question before, and I really have not arrived at an answer. Some people say the higher the speed, the more people that will get killed on our roads, and they say that right now they're exceeding the speed limit by quite a bit. And I agree. And so I have not arrived at a decision on whether I am supportive of the increase in speed or not.
Do you plan to make a decision and let the governor know before the deadline where he has to take a bill, or is this a decision that you're going to leave?
I assure you that I will call him at the right time and let him know how I feel about it.
We've been talking about the governor, and I have to ask, as we approach the state fair and the governor's day, he obviously, it appears as if he will have an opponent in the Democratic primary. Do you plan to get involved in that and support Governor Pat Quinn or Bill Daley, or are you going to take a seat back?
Well, I think I'm going to, like they say in Jamaica, I'm going to take it easy, man, which means that I'm going to take the neutral position. I'm a candidate, and I don't want to alienate another candidate and the other candidate's followers by siding with one over the other. As I said before, both are friends of mine. I don't want to have to choose between my friends.